Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Donna Crowe. And today we're talking about medicinal mushrooms again. I was thinking about this today and thinking how Bob had told me that he has done over like a year and a half of radio broadcasts on this one particular product. That's how remarkable this product is. This is Ganoderma, and it does so many amazing and different things that you can talk about it and talk about it and talk about it. And so we're going to talk about it today, and we're going to keep talking about it because there are so many people out there with so many varied needs, and we want to make sure that you know this product is available for you and the specific need that you have. So I'm going to start this call briefly with a little disclaimer here. So I just want to say this is an informational broadcast only. It's not intended to and should not replace the medical advice of your personal physician. None of the statements or studies referenced in this presentation relate specifically to Ganel XL products, so individual results may vary. We encourage you to use common sense and prudence in evaluating your expectations while consuming GanoXL products. Statements made during this call have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration, and GanoXL products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, prevent, or mitigate any disease. Okay. Our guests today are Bob Klein and Dave Summers. Bob Klein is going to be our main speaker. Dave Summers is going to come on the very end. He's got a few brief testimonies to share, so you want to stay tuned to the end. You don't want to miss those. And I'm going to just start here for a few minutes and share some information that I think is extremely relevant. One of my favorite things that I like about GanoXL is that it is an adaptogen. If you're not familiar with adaptogens, you're going to enjoy this. We all know that we live in a world that's got a lot of stress, right? This is not new news to anybody. And adaptogens are specifically helpful in the area of stress. Now, before I go any farther, I just want to say if you're on the call and you're experiencing a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress, are easily thrown off emotionally, I just want you to like put the phone down for the next minute because I'm going to say some stuff that's kind of negative. And I've been dealing with people in high-stress situations recently, and I know that it doesn't take much to derail you. So I'm going to share a little bit of bad news here just for about a minute, so put the phone down and then come back for the good news, okay? I was reading a statistic recently about stress put out by the Center for Disease Control, and they state that up to 90% of doctor visits in the U.S. are triggered by stress-related illness. Stress is a big deal. It causes imbalances in the body in response to any kind of negative input, you know, and sometimes we think, well, it's a big deal. You know, we always hear fight or flight and we think, okay, the wild animal's chasing us or we've had a near miss in our car. We think about those things as stress. But stress happens when you go to a job every day that you don't like, when you do a commute every day that just drives you nuts, sitting in the car, sitting and sitting instead of being able to roll down the road. That kind of stuff causes stress, and it has long-term negative effects in the body. Even though your conscious brain might be saying, hey, it's not a big deal, and you think that, well, that means that your body is actually listening, but your body has a mind of its own, and it goes off into stress mode and just saying, it's no big deal, doesn't stop the stress. It continues to build up, and it causes hormones to be released into your body that, you know, there's stress hormones in there have a positive effect in low levels. When they're in high levels and when those high levels go on and on and on and on, it causes an imbalance in your brain chemistry, in your body chemistry. It makes you age faster at the very least, and at the very worst, it can lead to illness. So remember, 90% of doctor visits are stress-related. Man, we are just floating in this stuff, okay? We all need help with this. And some people are really having a problem with it, and it's being very obvious to them, and that's the people I didn't want to listen to this because it's hard to hear that kind of information when you're already being stressed. So if you're running interference for someone who's got stress, you can tell them they can come back on because we're going into the good news now. The good news is that there are adaptogens on this planet. And what is an adaptogen? Adaptogens are plants that have been around since creation, and people have been benefiting from them for thousands of years, but they've only been recently understood scientifically, and they were named adaptogens because the scientists that studied them found out that they helped the body adapt. They adapt to those stress inputs that we all have. Another term that's begun to be used is also a resistogen, because it helps you resist the effects of stress. So in order to qualify as an adaptogen, the plant has to be non-toxic. It has to be entirely safe, no matter what, you know, level, you know, within reason. I mean, if you drink enough water, even water, which is pretty neutral, you know, you drink enough of it, you can literally kill yourself. So adaptogens are entirely safe at, you know, normal levels. That's a requirement to be considered an adaptogen. It has to be non-toxic. And so another thing is that it has to increase your body's non-specific resistance. It provides support to the human body when coping with pressures from external stimuli and also from internal. You know, our diets can cause stress in our physical bodies, and adaptogens actually help with that also. Also, to be considered an adaptogen, it has to normalize body systems. Stress can throw your body out of balance. It causes it to lose what they call homeostasis, where everything's working in balance and in harmony. An adaptogen helps the body come back into or stay in balance and harmony. So it's got to have those three traits. It has to be non-toxic. Also, it has to be non-habit-forming. If it's habit-forming, it's not an adaptogen. Okay? Let's see. And in addition to restoring natural or normal homeostasis in the body, adaptogens are also nutritional. They're high in antioxidants, for example, and they help fight things like heart disease, things that, you know, organs in the body that are damaged by oxidative stress. Then an adaptogen reduces that oxidative stress in the body, and so it helps prevent and restore things like heart disease. So adaptogens have a multitude of normalizing effects on the body. Some of them are like the product we're talking about here today is GanoXcel's product, which is a powerful, powerful adaptogen. In fact, it's probably the most potent adaptogen, especially because GanoXcel has taken 6 adaptogens, 6 Gano adaptogens, put them together in one, so it's a multifaceted product. It's like a full-spectrum adaptogen, and so you get, in addition to helping you deal with stress, it has other normalizing effects, like it's anti-inflammatory, antiviral, antifungal, antihypertensive. It helps stabilize blood sugars. It's anti-tumor, anti-cancer. It helps you detox. That's makes it superior above even other adaptogens. And there's a lot of adaptogens out there on the market. I should say a lot, maybe almost 40. But in my opinion, some of them shouldn't be listed as adaptogens because they do have negative effects. For instance, licorice. Licorice is considered an adaptogen because it does help you deal with stress, but it doesn't fit in the category of a true adaptogen in that it can raise your blood pressure. So people who have high blood pressure, it's not a good product for them. So in that way, it's not a true adaptogen. In addition, you can overdose on licorice. There have been people who were like addicted to licorice candy who end up in the hospital because licorice is toxic in higher levels. So not all adaptogens that are called adaptogens are. Ginseng is an adaptogen, considered an adaptogen by everybody, and yet ginseng can overstimulate. It can turn on you. It can help you in stressful situations in a short period of time. So I would call it a short-term adaptogen. With GANO, you don't get that. It can be used long-term, and it won't reverse on you and cause fatigue where it used to give you energy. It won't do that. So it's extremely safe. It's the best one I know of. I've used a number of adaptogens over the years, and I found that after just even a month or so, I had to, like, stop using them. I have not seen that with the GANO XL. It just keeps going. It's just a positive experience start to finish. So another thing that's interesting about adaptogenics is that if you're mentally exhausted, if you're physically fatigued, adaptogens help you be energized and vitalized. They help you feel more alive and give you more zest, but they're not a stimulant. But the interesting thing is if you're feeling stressed out mentally and emotionally tired, you know, and needing to relax and you can't, you know, you're just like tense and you can't relax, then an adaptogen will help you relax. So, but they're not a tranquilizer either. They're not like a drug. They aren't addictive. So they give you energy when you need it without being addictive, or they help you relax when you need it without being addictive. This is huge. This is huge, huge, huge. Stress is a big deal. An adaptogen is a big deal. It's a gold mine. Stress causes disease. It shortens your lifespan. It makes you feel confused. You can't think straight. We've been there. We've all experienced that, like, oh, my God, I just got to sit down and chill out because I can't even function because the stress is just causing my brain to whack out. I've got a short fuse. You know, that's stress. And adaptogens help you deal with stress. And they give you energy when you need it. They help you relax when you need it. This is a good thing. And it's one of the things that I love Ganoderma for the most. It's just been phenomenal to me how much more resistance to stress I have, how fewer symptoms of stress I have. I really, really love it. So I'm just going to give you a few numbers here, and then I'm going to let Bob take over. Adaptogens give us a 20% increase in our capacity to work. This is according to studies. And this is phenomenal to me. They cause a reduction in errors by over 80%. When people are working on things where you really got to focus and they took adaptogens, they notice an 80% decrease in errors. That's huge. If you're working on a job, anything that you're doing that you really need focus, to have an 80% decrease in errors, that's a big deal. It's also reported that people report an increased endurance of like about 26% or more, and an increase of physical strength of 10% or more. And also, I thought this was pretty interesting. People that have done the drug ecstasy, it's a recreational drug. It causes you to have an incredible sense of well-being, but when you stop taking it, it's very addictive. When you stop taking it, you experience extreme depression. And they have reported that with adaptogens, it helps repair that damage caused by that and restore your brain to normal function. That's what an adaptogen is. It takes your body from that whacked out state back into homeostasis, back into balance. So adaptogens are like a vital component to human health. And one publication says they are the most effective plants to increase physical and mental capacity, reduce fatigue, improve resistance to diseases, and extend lifespan. So if you didn't know about adaptogens before, I hope you're happy to know about them now. I hope that you understand that everyone that you know and love should be on some sort of an adaptogen. And I just want to say from my personal experience and from study, I believe that GANO XL's Ganoderma is the best adaptogen out there, hands down. It's the most potent, the most full spectrum, and it's the one that you can use long term without concern about it stressing your body systems, causing fatigue and causing a reverse. So, okay, so I'm going to stop now, and I'm going to turn this over to Bob. I just want to introduce Bob first. Bob's just very, very knowledgeable. And besides the fact that he's got several degrees and he's got a lot of knowledge in a lot of areas, he's very knowledgeable about this particular product. He's just a fountain of information. He's got a lot of personal experience, a lot of personal success with it. He's seen remarkable restoration in his own body. And so he's going to talk today. He's got subjects that are on his heart that he wants you to know about, and so I'm going to turn it over to him. So, Bob, are you there? Okay. It looks like you're there on my end.
Can you hear me okay?
Okay. Now we can.
Okay. I just had my phone on mute because I didn't want to disturb the call while you were talking with any background noise. Thank you so much for having me on the show,
especially
for the nice things that you said. I took a couple of notes about adaptogens, and one of the things I wanted to mention is because you said can't be habit-forming. One of the things about the Ganoderma, because in a typical person, and I just want to echo the disclaimers that you read. I think those are important. I'm not a doctor or a scientist, but I've done a lot of study. And the adaptogen, at least as far as the Gano is concerned, the effects that it has on the body, it seems to be consistent over time. It doesn't decrease over time. You don't need more of it. But you do continue to benefit over time. In my particular case, I'm still seeing change, noted change, in after over a year and a half of using products that contain the Ganoderma. Gano Excel's Ganoderma is the purest, most concentrated form of organically grown Ganoderma available in the world today. The company did the original research. They pioneered the cloning of six species into the development of an extraction process that allows the extract to be put in products that people habitually use, like soap, toothpaste, different flavors of coffee, tea, cereal, so that people get a dose of the Ganoderma. And, of course, it's available in capsules. But the big advantage is people get enough of it over an extended period of time to actually see results. Once they see the results, then they're encouraged to continue to use the products, and they can see continued results, and then they see generally an even greater result if they use the capsules. Now, when talking about the adaptogen side of Gano, to my knowledge, there's only seven naturally occurring adaptogens, which makes the Ganoderma, and you mentioned ginseng and licorice, which makes the Ganoderma a pretty rare plant without any knowing anything else about it. But the ability for an adaptogen to somehow know where to work in the body, I'll be the first one to tell you I don't understand how that works, but it's going to be the lead into the main thing I wanted to share with people today. But I don't understand how a plant or a compound can know where the need is greatest in the body. Maybe it's the body, that our bodies know how to use it in the most effective way at the time that it's introduced into the body. I truly don't know. All I know is that the effects of the Ganoderma over a longer period of time seem to occur in different parts of the body. Now, what I wanted to talk about today is something called root cause. And I could give you hundreds of testimonials from people. The most recent one today is really heart-wrenching for me.
Bob?
Yes?
Can I interrupt you just for a moment? I'm getting a lot of feedback from your phone, and I'm wondering if we could switch to another phone. Maybe I could have Dave share his testimonies, and you could jump in on another line, perhaps.
Yeah, I will call in on my
Okay, I'm gonna ask Dave to share his testimonies, and then we'll have you come back in.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Dave, are you there?
Yes, I am, Donna.
Good. All right, you're on.
Well, thank you so much, Donna. And I just wanted to echo what both Bob and you have said, that we do have something that's natural that works. And I was talking to somebody about this the other day. They said, well, how long does it take till it works? And I go, what kind of body do you have? Does it respond quickly or does it respond slowly? And, you know, everybody's body is a little bit different. So that's a variable that that I always encounter when talking to people. And I just wanted to share a couple stories of one is a pretty quick responder, and this gentleman is from Jamaica. And he sampled our 3-in-1 coffee, cream, sugar, with the Ganoderma in it. And we sent him a free sample, and I called him up and I said, how can I answer any of your questions? He says, the only question I have is, how do I get a month's supply? I says, well, do you have any questions about the product? I want a month's supply. So I'm just going, okay, I'll send him a month's supply. So at his 28th day, he called me up and wanted to give me an update. And he says, Dave, I've got to have this. And and two more days, I run out, and I can't run out. And I go, well, you didn't share with me why you were taking this product. Why were you taking it? And he says, well, I'm just a little bit of background. He says, I used to have constant headaches 24/7. And he says, I realized it was probably related to my blood pressure. And he says, it got as high as 145 over 95. And he said the headaches were so strong that he never, ever didn't have pain. So if he hurt himself, he didn't really notice the change in pain.
Wow.
And he didn't notice when his blood pressure, even when it was high, when it was spiking even more because of that. So he ended up drinking one coffee a day, was the amount that he took. And again, everybody's body's different, and apparently his is a quick responder. And he said after a week, his 24/7 headaches disappeared. And then in the following 3 weeks, at the end of the three weeks at day 28, he measured it, and he said when he first started taking the Ganoderma delivered in coffee, he says his blood pressure was at 135 over 90. And after 1 month, 28 days, it was reduced to 110 over 70.
Wow.
Just by drinking coffee once a day.
He's
very, very happy. He says, Dave, I can't stop this. He says, he says, I haven't felt this good in years. And then to echo that, he said he used to be tired all the time when he went into work, and now when he goes into work, they ask why he's not drinking their coffee, and he says, I feel great and alert and no longer feel the need to drink to stay awake or to stay alert.
Wow.
So that's Uriel's story, and it's kind of interesting because we have other people that I've worked with whose bodies are just slow to respond. An amazing, amazing person, a good friend and business partner who doesn't have a thyroid, and her body just responds slowly. And finally, when it kicked in, I was just so excited to hear that it worked and worked well. And that's why when people audition this product, I encourage them to do that for 90 days because you don't know if your body's a slow responder or not. So let me just give you an update on me personally. I've been talking to people for a while. We have two kind of cap forms, two kind of pill forms, Excellium and Ganoderma. And I've been telling people for a long time based on working with a naturopath, and he said that when you take the Excellium and the Ganoderma in pairs, that they're more than just additive. They actually do respond even more impactfully. And the Ganoderma is what we call body food, and it works on our organs. And the Excellium works on, we call it brain food, and it's taken from the younger mushroom. It's the same mushrooms, but it's taken from the younger mushroom.
Right.
And so I just happened to overlap with the caps that I was getting, and I go, I've been telling people about this all along. I'm going to give it a try. And wow, I just, you know, the Excellium, I love that because I just feel that I'm alert. And the way that I explain the Excellium working in my body is that I just, I use a computer often, and I always felt like I wasn't quite connecting my thoughts and what I typed. I was thinking about the letters. And when I take the Excellium, it just seems to work more amazingly for me. And one of the people that I that's a business partner, Darlene, amazing, amazing person, had measured that for her body via kinesiology. Am I saying it right?
Kinesiology.
And she saw for her own body the benefit brain function-wise, and she's struggled with MS for a long time. She found a 50% improvement as measured by kinesiology for herself. So I can't say that that's a broad statement, but that worked for her. So taking them in pairs, if you're trying to see even further benefit, I found that worked really, really well. So the last thing I would like to mention is I started applying this topically to different things on my body that had been around for quite a while, and I had been loading a really big rock with a friend, with a neighbor who's a gardener, and stepped into a gopher hole, and this almost 200-pound rock fell on my shin and made this big gash in my leg. And I started applying the toothpaste that has Ganoderma in it topically, and I also mixed some of the gel cap in as well, to that scar that I've had for the last almost 3 years. And I noticed when I first started applying that I could still feel, even though it didn't feel like it was in pain, I could still feel when I touched the scar that there was some pain from that, although not sharp. And I noticed that a week later there was less, and a week later there's less, and a week later there's less. And I don't know why it works that way, but apparently by applying this topically, it seems to be magic. So another amazing, amazing friend of mine, Martha, had heard that I had applied it topically. She said, well, I'm going to try this on different spots. And what I appreciate about Martha is, you know, I'll put it on one arm that has some spots or some aging, and I'll leave the other blank and just see what it was like. So she did that with one arm, she did that with one leg, and within a couple of weeks, the spots are gone on one side.
Wow.
Kind of like the leper lost his spot. So, and on the other, they were still present, and she had done that something at the end of her nose that had been there for years, and that disappeared as well. So
that's wonderful.
It's really, really neat. And I don't know if you're open, Donna, to share the story about your dad and the tea, maybe at the end of the program. But
we'll do that.
To me, as I look at this product, and kind of like with Bob, I've been on this product for a year and a half, and you know, you keep on seeing changes and changes and changes.
Yeah.
And you go, I took a product called Noni for a while, and after a couple 3 months it kind of stopped, and here I am a year and a half later, and I'm still seeing some positive benefits. So I think our body just longs to have certain nutrition. I'm not a doctor. I'm not I can't make those kind of recommendations, but I'm guessing that because there's nutrients available here, our body just somehow knows how to use them as building blocks to do healing and repair. And I'm just excited about it, and I encourage you, if you haven't had the opportunity to try this, to go ahead and do that and see what it does for you. And then to, you know, give it 90 days to make sure that you're getting a glimpse of what might happen. And like even in the case of Bob, it's a year and a half later and he's still seeing changes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes even daily. So thanks so much for having me on the program.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm going to see if I can get him back in. Bob, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I've got two lines open from you, I think, and I'm using the one that's quiet. Are you there?
Okay, let's try that. Is that better?
All right. Yes, it's very quiet.
Okay, good. Thank you so much, Dave, I was able to hear everything, and your own personal testimony and the other gentleman you were talking about. I don't want to run out of time. I want to talk
Absolutely.
About root cause.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay, Donna? Is it clear?
Yes, it's very good.
Okay. there's two philosophies of perspectives, I would say, in the medical profession, and one is the idea of root cause, that there is one particular cause that you can trace things back to, that problems caused by that, whatever that factor is, would have multiple symptoms. The other philosophy is called multiple causes. And the philosophy is that multiple symptoms are caused by result from multiple causes. Well, it isn't clearly separated where root cause is the perspective of naturopathic, homeopathic community, but it's close. Whereas the medical community seems to think it's multiple causes. So
right.
What happens generally is in the medical community, they treat symptoms because they don't believe they can track it back and find a root cause. Whereas the naturopath, homeopathic community believes that with study and by taking some steps that have been proven and scientifically researched, for example, such as a diet that's rich in raw foods, that would be a step toward eliminating a root cause as opposed to treating symptoms for cancer or for other indigestion or fatigue. The naturopath looks at it as let's go back. Okay, what is causing these symptoms as opposed to just treating the symptoms? And I like that approach because I think our bodies talk to us. I believe we have to train ourselves to hear our bodies, and we have to take action. We have to take personal responsibility. On other calls, I've mentioned that a person has to make a decision and a commitment to take personal responsibility for their health and for their body, and no one else is going to do that. The medical community, even the homeopathic doctors, you have to take personal responsibility for your own body.
Yes.
No one else knows it as good as you do. They can't. There's no possible way. They're not with you 24 hours a day. They don't see what you do, your habits, what you're exposed to, what you've been exposed to. You're the only one that knows that. So I'm of the opinion that as a person does begin to get better, they can think back and they'll remember situations where they were in high stress, or they'll remember situations where they were exposed to a lot more chemicals of one kind or another. And those things add up and later begin to show up in a person's body. So that you have to be a detective. You have to be cognizant of your current situation, but you also have to think back and go, I was exposed to a lot of things. One of the things I like about Pagano, and Dave was emphasizing this, is it continues, the body seems to be able to continue to use it in different ways as you need it. And, of course, it being an adaptogen, you can't take too much of it, and you can't take it too long, and you can't take too little of it. It's wonderful for working on root causes. Now, one of the things that I know about the Gano is that it's a heavy metal detoxifier. It is a detoxifier in general. And what that means is if there are toxins that have accumulated in your body, and a toxin is something that's toxic, what that means is it's harmful. Now, it could be something that's been in the soap that you've used or the deodorant you've used for 20 years, the same brand. It could be something in the food, it could be in the water, it could be in the air, it can be from prescriptions. But these toxins build up in your body. If your body can't get rid of them, then at a certain point they become factors in how your body operates. What the Ganoderma does is it begins immediately to detoxify your body, particularly the organs in your body, that have had accumulation and their effectiveness has been reduced. Now, it might be an organ that produces hormones. It might be an organ that is like the liver, which is the way the blood gets filtered, the kidneys. And so it, when we use something like guano, and it's an adaptogen, it's going to be used in those places first. Now, what that means is, if you stop and think about it, if you didn't change the filter in your car, in your oil filter, car's going to run fine for a while, and then the ability of that filter to remove harmful things from the oil begins to diminish. It doesn't happen all at once, and you wouldn't notice it all at once, but at some point your engine's just absolutely going to stop because so much builds up that the filter can't handle anymore. The filter's clogged.
You bet.
The oil's not clean, and it's eventually going to hurt the engine. Your body's no different. So the filters in your body is your entire intestinal tract, and the blood is the liver and the kidneys. What the guano does by detoxifying is it restores the ability of these organs to perform their basic function. And what happens is, as your liver is performing at a higher rate as far as removing impurities out of the blood, your blood's healthier, it means your cells are healthier, and it takes some of the burden off your immune system of dealing with these toxins. The same thing happens in the kidneys. The kidneys are meant to filter, and when they're impaired, they can't. Now, I'll talk about a couple of testimonials, but what I want to say, because there's so many different the people on this call that are listening or will listen to it, I'm so grateful that we can broadcast this internationally. We have to be like little investigative researchers ourselves with our own bodies. But as you take the guano, you will actually notice it working different places around the body. As it's working, sometimes there's discomfort. So, for example, you might have discomfort in your kidneys, in the lower part of your back. That's not a sign that it's harmful. It's a sign that the guano is cleansing. And it's not a permanent situation. It goes away. And it's not severe discomfort. It's just you notice it. But I've had it happen, the signs of detoxification around different areas of my body over the last year and a half, everything from oily scalp to my feet being oily to my armpits having a really bad odor, no matter how much I bathe, my face being oily. I didn't experience any diarrhea or headaches, but I did go through a time when I had some pain in my lower back, and I knew that there was that the guano was being focused on my kidneys. That's all gone now, but that's common. But one of the beautiful things about guano is it's an adaptogen, and it allows a person to really get their health on track just because it does this purification. Now, the next word I want to talk about is regeneration. Now, this is a word you will not hear in the medical community because medic, it's all associated with taking something, pills, even injections, or surgery. Those are the two primary things that you hear about, and you don't hear about regeneration. Regeneration is the concept that our bodies are made up, of course, of billions and billions of cells, but those cells are they're dying off and being reproduced. And regeneration, the philosophy is that if you produce new cells that are healthier than the existing cells, your body will, in fact, improve. It doesn't matter where the cells are. It could be your blood. It could be bone cells. But that you can regenerate parts of your body. There's been scientific research done on the regeneration of organs that it has been improved with Ganoderma. So the combination of the cleansing of these organs to allow them to be more effective and the regeneration of these organs so that as the tired cells, let's put it that way, or the weakened cells are dying off, they're replaced with healthier cells than they have been, so that the entire organ begins to have a new vitality. So some people refer to an adaptogen as a tonic or something that restores vitality. And that's one of the reasons, is because it affects regeneration. Now, you know, I know there's a lot of people on the phone that are going to identify with the story I'm about to tell, and I don't have a good answer yet, but because these people just really started on the gano. But this is a husband and wife who've done well in life, and about 3 years ago, the husband began to decline his health very suddenly with dementia and Alzheimer's. And they began to, through the medical community, take different medicines for Alzheimer's. And the side effects from those medicines were not good. At this point, the gentleman is incontinent. He is bedridden. He has lost the movement ability to walk. And all of these are known side effects of the medicine for the dementia and the Alzheimer's. They've just begun in essence, a test on their part of, you know, helping with, you know, the gano to see if it's going to replace some of these medications that have all these horrible side effects. His muscles have atrophied to the point that, you know, he can't stand by himself. This is a big, healthy man. Now, he also has, according to the doctors, he has leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he's being treated for that. They just started chemo. And so, again, you might look at, and so what's happening is the drugs that he's receiving, the prescriptions that he's receiving, it's like several different drugs for the cancer in addition to the chemo, and three different drugs for the for the dementia and the Alzheimer's, as well as some antidepressants. So now all of these that he's taking for all these different things are only treating symptoms. To give you an example, let's say that the chemo and the drugs that he's given for the cancer are able to completely cure him of cancer. It didn't take away, it didn't get at the cause that caused the cancer. I don't know if people can identify with what I'm saying, but there's no guarantee he's going to remain cancer-free, even if those drugs work. When you find the root cause, and there's several theories as to the root causes of cancer, but when you get at the root cause, then you're not only defeating cancer that you might have, but you're building in a prevention system so you're not going to get it again. And I'm sure all of us have heard stories about people that have gotten a particular type of cancer, and all of a sudden they have another cancer, another type, and another type. And I think it's because it weakens our immune systems to the point, both the prescription drugs, and they warned this man, okay, you're going to have to stay in your house. These drugs are going to suppress your immune system, and you've got to guard yourself. And so with a weakened immune system, people just become more vulnerable. So now, the good news with this gentleman, his name's Jerry, is that they've already seen some improvement from using Ganoderma, the Ganoderma from Gano Excel, they've seen improvement with the depression and with the dementia and the Alzheimer's. They've seen it. They're stepping up the regimen of Gano to see if they can't reverse some of the other things that have happened. But that's a good example of how the medical community approaches it. They're not looking for the root cause. They're not looking for the cause of the dementia, the cause of the Alzheimer's. They're not looking for that. And unfortunately, sometimes that can be disastrous.
Absolutely.
Now, there are just many, many, you know, to try to give you generals, I can give you general statements, but every person needs to understand how unique they are. There isn't one single identical person on this earth. You know, the DNA proves that. Every single person is completely unique. There's only four blood types. So we look at skin color and think there's differences. No, they're not. There's really only four blood types. But when you look at DNA, No, everybody is unique. So you can have unique situations in your family's history, and as well as the environment that you're in. So my encouragement to the people that are listening is, okay, there's some basic things that you can do with your health. There's some basic things. They all have to start with one. Everybody has to start with one step. Everybody. And that is, you have to make a decision to be responsible. You can't just go buying stuff at a convenience store without, you know, looking at what that stuff does to your body. You've got to be careful about what you're ingesting and what you're rubbing on your face and on your feet and everything. You just can't take it for granted anymore. Especially in the United States, we were way at the top as far as the mortality rates. We slipped to number 27 in the world now. Many nations ahead of us, many of them less developed than the United States. And it's because we don't take responsibility. We just say supersize it, or we run in these fast food places, or we eat popcorn in a restaurant that's coated with something that tastes like butter, but we have no idea what it is. The one good thing about the Gano is it helps all of that. It helps all of that.
Can I just interrupt you for just a second? I want to agree with what you're saying. I just was reading a study recently. Not a study. It's actually a publication put out by the U.S. government. It's called Dietary Goals for the United States. It's put out by the Select Committee on Nutrition and Human Needs. And they have a number of people who contributed to this. One of them is a doctor. It's a medical doctor, Dr. Beverly Winnikoff. And she says this: there is a widespread and unfounded confidence in the ability of medical science to cure or mitigate the effects of such diseases like heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, things like that, once they occur. Appropriate public education must emphasize the unfortunate but clear limitations of current medical practice in curing the common killer diseases. Once hypertension, diabetes, arterial sclerosis, or heart disease are manifest, there is, in reality, very little that medical science can do to return a patient to normal physiological function. As awareness of this limitation increases, the importance of prevention will become all the more obvious. I think that just... Now, this is a doctor, a medical doctor, writing for a government publication saying the medical field can't fix you, you know, and don't be thinking that they can. And when you're talking about root causes, you're talking about prevention. And
absolutely.
So, okay, absolutely. So I'm done.
Yeah, absolutely. I echo that. And thank you for giving the credibility to it. There are good doctors. They don't receive training in nutrition.
Absolutely.
It's not mandatory in medical school many of them, they don't have good health habits themselves because they've never been taught. It continues because we don't have education even in the primary grades at school. There's no good education that encourages children to take responsibility, even at a young age, for what they're doing to their body. Later in life, they all pay a price, and they go, I wish somebody told me, I wish I'd known. Okay, well, now we're saying it. There's so much evidence now. There's a huge billboard on the freeway here. I'm in Mexico. And it says, obesity causes diabetes. Wonderful. But let's go one more step back. What causes obesity?
Yes.
Is it just overeating? I don't think so.
No.
I really don't. So this is the idea that instead of just making statements, okay, obesity causes diabetes, let's treat the symptoms of diabetes. No, we need to understand what's causing the obesity, which can be a whole variety of things, and every person's different. But I just encourage everyone to work backwards, and there's some basic things you can do that really can help you as far as root cause. These toxins that build up in your body, that the Gano, in this case we're talking about the adaptogen Ganoderma, is these toxins that build up, they're built up for a couple of reasons. One is your body can't get rid of them fast enough. And one of the reasons is people don't drink enough water. Now, I know this sounds like it's almost ridiculous because everybody knows that, but then people, that's why saying, okay, you've got to take responsibility. You're the only one that can monitor how much water you're drinking.
Yes.
And yes, you should drink the best water quality water you can find, but people don't, in general, don't drink enough water, so they don't flush out these toxins, and over a period of time, it builds up. Now, the Ganoderma removes those, but it will remove them much faster if you increase the amount of water that you drink. Now, you know, I've heard that you take your body weight in pounds, and whatever that might be, let's say in my case it's, you know, 160 pounds, then I should drink half of that in ounces, 80 ounces of water a day. 80 ounces. It's 32 ounces in a quart, so that's definitely over a quart. It's like 2.5 quarts of water a day. Okay? Now, I hope I did the math right, but there are other ways that I've heard other ways to calculate it, but most people need to take more water, especially if they're going to use the Gano products. And it's because the whole idea here is to cleanse your body. So that's just something simple. The idea of getting a pill that's going to be a something that fixes our body, this is where the ads come in on television for the pharmaceuticals, is, oh, just take this pill and it's going to take care of your high blood pressure, or it's going to take care of your heart disease, or it's going to take care of your diabetes, or it's going to take care of your allergies, or it's going to, all of this is treating symptoms and not getting at the root cause. And, you know, in other countries, they do not advertise on television like that. They just don't. Naturopathy and homeopathy are more prevalent in other countries as far as the impact on the population than in the United States. So I'm suggesting that we all have to go back in that direction of just sort of putting on the brakes and saying, okay, I got to take stock of where I am, what is my body telling me, what is wrong with my body, and what can I do? Now, I want to go sort of full circle here back to the way you started the call. You mentioned adaptogens, and you started talking about stress, and you said that stress someone had made the statement that 80%, the Centers for Disease Control had made the statement that 80% of the visits doctor visits were the result of stress. One of the side benefits of the Ganoderma is that it's a mild antidepressant. You know, when we look at stress, there are categories within stress. Some stress is self-imposed. There's some people that are just stressed people. They'll stress over anything. It's self-imposed. They need to learn how to manage their stress. There's other people that have no control over their stress, like the lady that's having to take care of Jerry, her husband, who's, you know, bedridden, incontinent, declining in health, and you know, this happens suddenly, and, you know, she's faced with decisions on whether to do chemo, not do chemo, this, and this, and she's out working, trying to support the family as well as clean the house and take care of her husband. Tremendous amount of stress that she has no control over. There's
absolutely
job stress, commuting stress, you know, all of that all at once. The one thing that the Gano does, it's kind of a double whammy, is it improves the body's ability to deal with stress. And I've said this about my own situation, is it's helped me calm down. I don't overreact to things. I don't find myself losing my temper like I used to. I don't find myself reacting. I am able to better control so that I make a response instead of a reaction if it's something I don't like. So there's some stresses that we can control that we can learn to control stress. Some stresses that are stressors are beyond our control. Traffic. So we have to learn how to manage that. What the Gano does is, because it helps your body manage the stress better, and it helps you be in a better mood because of the antidepressant, it kind of comes from both sides with regard to stress. You know, there's also the physical stresses of your environment, the chemicals, the toxins, the air, all of this. And that is just as big a stress. There have been many, many studies done on noise pollution and what that does to a person's body, just plain old noise. We're not talking about the loud music from a rock band. We're talking about the noise that is, constantly there, the noise of the traffic, the noise. Your body, it sort of muscles up its resistance to that noise, and the more noise you're exposed to, then your body's it gets more and more stressed. The same thing is true in with heat and cold and wind, and those are physical things. But the Ganoderma, because it really helps your body deal with any kind of stress, it helps you get more into a mode where you can deal with the stress, and your body can take the resources that it has been using to sort of fend off the stresses, and it can use those resources through your immune system to repair itself. So you begin to go on an upward spiral. There's only three spirals. There's the going around in circles spiral, and there's a downward spiral, and there's an upward spiral. And we want everybody to be on an upward spiral.
Absolutely.
So, I've taken most of the call. I don't know if you have any comments on what I've said.
We're getting down to just a few minutes left. I just want to say I wish you could see me, because my head was shaking yes through the whole thing. I'm loving what you're sharing. I'm like shaking my head in agreement and going, yes, yes. You want to get to root causes, you know. You want to eliminate illness, not just treat symptoms. And you want to go into prevention. That's root causes. You want to prevent. That Dr. Winnikoff was saying, once these things get, fully in motion in your body, the medical world doesn't have solutions for it. But the beauty of natural self-care, as you said, taking responsibility for yourself, which is what the government is trying to get people to do, they want you to correct your diet and do preventive medicine so you don't get these things. But the beauty of products like Gano is they will help your body reverse damage. You can renew your youth. You can turn these things around, and you can see profound restoration. And, again, it varies from person to person. Can't make any guarantees, but if ever a product was worth trying, this product is worth trying. And it's like Dave said, give it 90 days. There's stuff that shows up as you go. Give it a minimum of 90 days, because you're going to see changes as you go. And I saw things after 2 weeks that I didn't see in the first 2 weeks. And if I had, stopped in the first 2 weeks, I would have missed out, And the number of people have reported really strong positive benefits after 6 weeks, after 9 weeks, after even a year. You've noticed some things going on a year and a half later, so stick with it. Give it time. It's like watching a tree grow. This gradually cleanses your system, allows the body to restore itself, balances. You want to give it time. We have 90 seconds.
Okay, my experience is exactly that. This is something you want to consider using long term, because it's going to go around, like Dave was saying. It's going to work where you need it, and you don't know where you need it. You don't know what can be restored and what can be regenerated.
But your body knows.
Your body knows, and this is inexpensive. This is, a simple, easy way that you can really boost your health. Well,
We've got 60 seconds, so I just want to say God bless you guys. Thank you, Bob, for being here. Thank you, Dave, for being here. If you're interested in trying this product, get back with the person who told you to listen to this broadcast. If you stumbled across us accidentally, you can contact me at donnacrow.com. If you enjoy this broadcast, look at the page that you're on, Blog Talk Radio. It's got a little thing up there that says follow. Click on follow, and it'll hook you up to this broadcast so you'll always get reports about when there's a new broadcast. We're so glad you were here. God bless you, and have a great day.